I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Our partners at Frontline on PBS premiered a new documentary this week, Vaccine Wars, about the controversy over the practice of vaccinating children against common diseases. As he does occasionally, The World's history guy, Chris Wolfe, helped produce a video explaining this issue. So, Chris, vaccinations and anti-vaxxers, it's been a big story the past 6 months or so since this Disney measles outbreak. You go back much further, as historians are wont to do, a few hundred years or so, yeah?
Yeah, I was curious to see just how far back it goes in America, the controversy over immunization. And I was surprised to find that, yeah, it's about 300 years. And they, in fact, the founding father of mass immunization in America is none other than George Washington himself.
Right. And just briefly, what did he do?
Well, I don't want to recap everything in the video, but basically smallpox was a huge problem for the Continental Army. So he instituted a program, you know, a couple of years into the war to make sure everybody in the Continental Army and associated with it was inoculated against smallpox.
Well, we'll have that video online at PRI.org, but give us some of the cutting room floor stuff, the things that you found were cool along the way that did not make it into that video.
Let's start with a number. I love a good number to set this frame.
Sure.
How many people do you think died of smallpox in the 20th century, given that it was completely eradicated by 1979?
So you're talking around the world?
Correct.
I'm going to say 150,000.
300 to 500 million.
300 to 500 million,
and that's
around the globe in the 20th century,
saving millions of lives. Yes, it's that deadly, and it's kind of like, whoa, mind blowing. So that's fact number one that didn't get into the video. The other one is something I think you'll like, Marco. Is we talk about inoculation. This is pre-vaccination. This is where you actually give someone the disease itself, and you hope it's in a mild form. And it's something that was practiced in Asia for a long time. And I bet you can't guess how colonial Americans first learned about it.
How colonial Americans first learned about inoculation. Was it from somebody from the East who had amazingly settled in New York or Boston?
Well, Asia wasn't the only place that they did inoculation. It was already common in West Africa. So the first person documented to talk about it in the what became the United States is a black slave called Onesimus, who belonged to none other than the Reverend Cotton Mather of the Salem witch trials.
That's incredible.
And this poor chap was given to Cotton Mather as a Christmas or birthday present by his congregation, because that's kind of how colonials rolled. So he asked him, have you ever had smallpox? And he said, well, yes and no. Mather's got this all documented in letters that he wrote to his colleagues around the world. And he explained how, yes, back home, if people have enough courage, they submit to this process where they get a little bit of the smallpox in their arm from somebody with a mild case, and then they have immunity. And I would love to have gotten that in, because it gives a great kind of view of a great lie to this racist myth that Africans are somehow inferior when they're all medically, like, so far advanced in this one particular area.
That's pretty spectacular. Finally, Chris, as long as we're on the subject of smallpox, is it true that the Brits tried to infect Native Americans with smallpox by exchanging blankets?
I've heard this so many times, I thought it was just some trope. So I was really skeptical about this. So I dug deep and tragically found the original documents authorizing it from a couple of generals in the aftermath of the French and Indian War. We don't know that it actually happened, but certainly at a high level, it was condoned as something that could be done. So let's hope it didn't, because that's just awful.
The World's One-Man History Desk, Chris Snopes-Wolf. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.